This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-WHEEL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you have, that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know, I read these things during the break, and that's how I get behind, right? And every night I get a bunch of, you know, Christians are still under attack. And as I start reading this stuff, I go, you know, are they really under attack? Are they underinformed? Are they not willing to stick up for themselves? I mean, what's the reality behind this? And I don't know if now I have not come to the conclusion that they're uninformed, right? So anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And, no, I'm going to hit that one after. I'm not going to do it now. But I am going to talk about whether Christians are under attack or just uninformed. I tend to believe the second part of that. I think it's they're uninformed. As you heard earlier, there was one person who ran out saying, you know, one person was on the show, and they were saying that, hey, look, you know, they were going to ban the Bible in California. No, they weren't going to ban the Bible. I don't want to ban anything. Don't get me wrong. But they weren't going to ban the Bible, for sure. And that's what gets us in trouble. Is when we run around, when we run around telling people stuff like this, like they're going to ban the Bible, and then we find out afterward it's not true. When we could have known before we started running our mouths all over the place, we look like idiots. We look exactly like the thing that we call them at times. And I'm one that always says, let's not load their gun. Let's not give them, yeah, I know, people hate that term, but let's not give them the ammunition they need to come after us. So when it comes to this kind of stuff, I always say the same thing. I go, look, here's the deal, for what it's worth. Get your ducks in a row. Get your information. Make sure you know what the heck you're talking about. And then get the information out there. That way there, again, we don't look like fools. You know, I don't know if I talked about this the other night, but somebody brought this up and it made so much sense. When you start looking at California and looking at who represents us and where they come from, I'm talking about a state level. You have got a lot of people that go to D.C. and other places that are from San Francisco. Think about it. You know, Feinstein, Pelosi, who's the one that just went there? Kamala Harris, whatever. You know how good I am with names. And we wonder why we have, you know, such libs fighting for us. It's because that's where the big voting block is. In a liberal, this is what would be the problem across the country. If you did away, and we'll talk about this at another time, but if you did away with the Electoral College, that's where you'd have a problem. That simple. you would have the libs in the big cities across the country deciding who the president was going to be pretty much for every election. You really think that's cool? Is that really what you want? Or the direction you want to go in? I don't think so. I wouldn't. You know, some people think this is just so wrong, and I don't. I go right back to go to a different school. Work for somebody else. If you don't like the policies that your employer has, work for somebody else. Now, a Christian college prevails on Obamacare in court. You know, after a lengthy legal battle, two Christian colleges have won a lawsuit seeking to obtain a religious exemption from Obamacare, the contraception mandate. You know, here you are telling a religious school, and I love, this is why I said, either Christians are under attack or they're uninformed. In most cases, they are simply uninformed because they don't know how to fight for themselves. And many people are like that. Last week, a federal judge in district court ruled in favor of the schools, represented by religious liberty law firm Alliance Defending Freedom, barring the federal government from enforcing the 2010 Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act mandate requiring employers to provide health care plans that cover contraceptives, including emergency contraceptives, which we call the abortion pill. Yes, those of us on the far right. See, apparently, if you're against abortion, you're on the far right. You're not on the side of humans. You're just on the far right. So while the mandate technically exempted religious organizations, it was commonly criticized for narrowly defining the term. I mean, seriously, you could, like, you know, church, that was easy, right? But if you were, you know, what was that, the Little Sisters of whatever it was, there was a Catholic organization. And all they did was help the sick. I mean, it's really interesting to me on how cold you have to be to want to shut down an organization because they won't provide abortion pills, okay, to their employees who knew this going in, who knew what kind of organization it was going in. So they knew that they didn't provide this. Come on, I want you to think this through with me, okay? So we're going to allow a whole bunch of patients that are in hospice or other places to go without the help because you're not stepping in. You guys on the left that are wanting to shut these places down, see, you want to force this on them. You can't force it on them. You want to shut them down because they won't give them the pill, the abortion pill. You don't care about the patients that no longer get treated and get pushed out in the street. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumin-S twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumin-S, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being just being part of the process. I mean, it really is that simple for me. Just, you're in there. I won't say you're fighting away with me, but you're definitely involved, which is what I need, which is what we all need. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I get all these crazy stories that you guys said. I can't get to them all the time, always. But I do get to them eventually. The And I don't know, you know, the tonight when we were talking earlier, I said, I don't know if it's an attack on Christians or the Christian assault continues or we're just too ignorant. And again, like I said, in California, they started running around talking about the Bible was going to be banned by legislature. Well, maybe eventually, because they really don't much care for it up there. But it wasn't what this bill was about. So what happens is you end up crying wolf too many times. Right? I mean, about the fifth time you say they're going to ban the Bible, ban the Bible, ban the Bible, ban the Bible, and they don't, and it doesn't, and you're just part of the, you know, screaming memes. Then the next time you do it, when it's for real, when it's actually in the bill, they look at you, they laugh, and they move on. It ain't that hard. So, we were talking about the federal judge that ruled in favor of the schools, that they don't have to give out the abortion pill, because that's what it is. It's an abortion pill. So, because, you know, Catholics, Christians, and alike, the main dogma says that they believe that life begins at conception. And actually, technically, life begins long before conception. You were loved by God long before you got your mom's womb. Now I'm not going to go into all the biblical stuff behind. I'm just saying, you know, the Bible says that God knew you before you were in your mom's womb. So you must be of value to him. You must have some kind of value to him. You must hold some kind of place with him. So the institution said that the abortion was provision in the pills violated their sanctity of life argument, scriptures. And they don't want to pay for drugs that force abortions. Now, the government did offer faith-based schools a compromise in 2012. Contraceptive coverage would be paid for by third parties. Grace and Biola deemed that solution inadequate. Well, listen, we can't, we're gonna include the abortion portion in your policy, but somebody else will pay for it. How's that? That's good? No, because you're still providing, you're still allowing, you're still making a provision for something. This is the part that the leftists never can seem to grasp. Whether it's a bakery or a photographer or what have you, that won't photograph a gay or lesbian wedding, same-sex wedding, or bake a cake for a same-sex wedding, or provide you the pills. I mean, Christian pharmacies. What if you had Christian pharmacies that didn't sell abortion pills? Would you sue them? Why can't I in my business decide? Now, somebody said in one of the other posts that we were doing, that it was a slippery slope between that, and now you're not serving people of color. And now you're not serving, you know, no, not even close. What you forget is, me serving a black couple at my restaurant, or an Asian couple, or a Hispanic, or Native American, or biracial couple, it doesn't go against the Bible. And people say it to her, ignorant, or just hateful. Because human beings are human beings, right? I'm not participating in sin. See, that's where you miss it. It's not a sin to marry somebody of another color. It's not a sin to be Hispanic and marry another Hispanic. Or you're what I'm saying? You're going with this, right? So that is not of a sinful nature from a biblical perspective. So when you ask a photographer, a baker, whatever, party planner, I don't even know, all the things that go into a wedding, a Christian, to facilitate a gay wedding, you're asking them to actively participate in celebrating an act of sin, according to their scripture, to go against their God, and nothing's supposed to go against their God. How's that discrimination? Can that couple go nowhere else to get the help? Can they go nowhere else to get a cake? Can they go nowhere else to get the photography done? You see what I mean? You know, again, if you go in to somebody said this the other day, that was a great example. So I go into a baker, or go to a baker. It's owned by a gay couple. Gay? How about this? A gay married couple here in California. And I want a cake celebrating God's view, perception, scripture, whatever term makes you understand on marriage. And I tell the baker, I want them to make me a cake that says, you know, today is a celebration of God's version of marriage between one man and one woman. Not five women and one man. Not five men and one woman. One woman, one man. Can the baker get in trouble for saying, no, I'm sorry, I don't believe in that, I'm not going to allow it? What would happen? I just want to know what the rules are so I know how to play. When the government offered faith-based schools a compromise, didn't work. Trump administration issued new regulations in 2017 that would have resolved the issue, but the court documents note that judges have ordered preliminary injunctions against them, of course, because it's Trump, no other reason. And according to what Trump's called to refrain from defending the mandate, however, the government acknowledged that the requirement would violate the college's rights under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And on June 1st, the district court issued an order giving the schools a permanent injunction against the enforcement. That's it. Done. Finished. You lose. Next case. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, talk about a teacher that was fired from a Christian school for standing on Christian principles. We'll be back in a minute. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, with us, with me, with us-ins on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do want you part of the conversation. I really do want you involved and engaged. You know, it kind of helps drive the show, right? Because I can't come up with it on my own. I'm not as smart as some of you think I am. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweet. What the heck is this thing doing? Nothing. It's doing nothing. All right, don't you love computers, especially when they're doing nothing? All right. Anyhow, back to the no. Go away. Go away. I don't want to answer any of your questions. I don't care about you. Resign or be fired. Christian teacher was forced out over the school's transgender policy. Think about this. It's an ultimatum delivered to John Klug, a teacher at Indiana's Brownsburg High School and a devout follower of Jesus Christ. Now, the 28-year-old had conducted the school's orchestra, and he taught music theory classes for 4 years. He also served as the faculty sponsor for an after-school Bible study group, Teens for Christ. Now, by all accounts, Mr. Klug was a beloved member of the faculty at Brownsburg High School, but he ran into a little trouble with the school administrators when he was ordered to comply with the school's district policy regarding transgender students. Now, the policy requires teachers to call transgender students by their preferred name, and instead of their birth names. Teachers are also required to refer to the transgender student by their preferred pronoun. Mr. Clue said the policy violated his religious rights. I really care about kids. I don't want to do any harm to them. But I was talking to my pastor about the scenario of calling a student by an opposite sex name and what harm I believe it would do to them. Now, I remember breaking down and weeping at the scenario. I can't, in all good conscience, do what I believe that would cause harm to them, he said. At the start of 2017-18 school year, administrators agreed to compromise. They permitted the teacher to address the student by their last names. This was a great accommodation. It worked really well, he said. The agreement allowed for the beliefs of all the students and teachers to be honored. However, in February, he was called in a meeting with the principal and the human resources director and told that he would no longer be able to call students by their last names. They told me to start using the transgender students' opposite sex names, and if I was not willing to do so, then I would be terminated by May 1st. The other option they gave me was to resign so I could get paid over the summer. He said, I was floored. I didn't know what to do. Now, Mr. Klug is married and has a young daughter with another child on the way. It was very stressful. I was losing sleep. I have to provide for my family. They said I'd get paid if I tendered my resignation. So that's what the young father decided to do, writing a conditional resignation letter. They put a financial gun to my head, get fired or resign, he said. It was distressing. But after he submitted the forced resignation, Mr. Klug began having second thoughts. He said, you know, I was able to reflect, pray, and seek counsel. He said, I decide I really love these kids, and I want to appeal to the superintendent and school board. I want to do everything I can to continue teaching. And that's where Alliance Defending Freedom jumped in. You know, I love these guys. Right? We have Pacific Justice Institute, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Now, this law firm specializes in religious liberty cases. We think that there's been some serious mistake made, and they may give rise to a legal cause of action, attorney Michael Cork said. The resignation scenario was handled in a way that was beyond bullying. Do it our way. You know, you talk about fascism in its finest. Now, here's the funny thing about it. If the shoe was on the other foot, right, stand for the flag or else, it'd be a whole different animal, wouldn't it? Who would be supporting who? Alliance Defending Freedom has tried to reach out to the school district, hoping to reach an amicable solution. But so far, the district has not responded. They said the school administrators didn't respond to requests for more information. When you're offered a chance to continue to earn money to be terminated immediately, you have two mouths and a third on the way to feed. It's kind of a difficult decision now, isn't it? John is a good and decent man. He's a dedicated school teacher. He's been a faithful husband and father. But that's the problem, see? He's a devout follower of Jesus Christ. He has given a choice. Either renounce your religious beliefs or lose your job. Wow. There you go. How's that for tolerance, people? And that's you know, again, you heard it earlier. My argument's always been the same. It has nothing to do with equality, and everything to do with control. Right? Equality is when everybody's treated the same. Equality is when everybody gets a fair shake and a fair chance. Equality is not you forcing me to treat you the way you want to be treated at my expense, no matter what I believe or don't believe or do believe or don't believe. Right? It isn't right in either light. I'm not going to force you to believe in. It doesn't do me any good to pound you into believing in Christ because it doesn't go anywhere. There's no reality to it. Is there? You know, I'm going to switch gears on you for a minute. In light of what we just went through with, you know, Memorial Day. And then you hear about these tariffs. You know, it's been told that when Winston Churchill heard that the United States had been attacked at Pearl Harbor, he said, Britain is saved. He actually wrote on that day in his own account. He said he was just filled with emotion and sensation. He said, I went to bed knowing that we'd be saved. And I was extremely grateful. Who could put a price on the blood and the treasure that the nation has given to spread freedom and prosperity around the world? You look at what the United States has done for other countries and other places, for other people. We are probably the most generous and certainly the least appreciated country on the planet. You know, this oppressive country of ours. During World War II, America fought on two massive fronts and supplied most of the military equipment to European countries as well as Russia and China. We developed technology used by every nation. I mean, think about that. We had technology that surpassed every other nation. We could have commanded and ruled this planet. Who lifted Europe and Japan from devastation of war? Who did that? And don't say, well, we bombed the crud out of them. Yeah, well, they didn't do anything to us, right? The Japanese were astounded by the generous and humane treatment they received after the war. Within hours of the Japanese surrender, B-29s were dropping food bundles in Japan. We were feeding the people who killed our people. We were feeding the people that kept them brutal. They were brutal during the war. The United States stepped in, helped rebuild their economy, their infrastructure, even helped write their new constitution. Terrible people we are. The home islands that we fought on and occupied, like Okinawa and Iwo Jima, they were returned to the Japanese. You know, we're always talked about as being nasty, hateful people. And we go in there to take land and oil and everything else, but we never take it. Prove it. The United States invested heavily into rebuilding Europe. Think about this. Great Britain was bankrupt and France was stripped bare. We saved France twice. Two times. The Marshall Plan, 1948, officially called the European Recovery Program, was designed to help rebuild Europe economies. The United States gave the equivalent of what today would be $130 billion to these countries. Was it selfish? Was it really to help human beings? Because, you know, we are a hateful and oppressive country. Just want to get going. But I'm going to hit it on the other side of the break. You better be ready for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. It helps when you hit the button. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being engaged and involved. That's really what it boils down to. I want you engaged. I want you involved. I want to know what you're doing, how you're doing, why you're doing, when you're doing. Seriously. You know, I mean, there's a couple of, what are they called? Chat rooms. There's a Facebook chat room. There's one at the RealSide website. A whole bunch of ways to get the show, to pay attention, to be involved, to be engaged. And I very much do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you guys, you know, try to make things work. I really do. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Let's get at it, because I wasn't done. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my coffee cup, TRS coffee mug. I had one here. Oh, she took off with it. you can buy a coffee mug. You can buy a shirt, T-shirts. You can buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It just helps support the show. There's also a Patreon button up there. You can help support the show there as well. All right. I was talking about, actually, I'm going to get around the terrorists here in a second. I hope I can pull this off the time I got. And if you missed what I said about this beautiful country, you got to go back and get it. Because I'm not going over it again. I mean, think about the wars that this country's been through and what we've done to go back and rebuild. Rebuilding Japan, helping China. I mean, we go down a whole list of countries that we fought with, we warred with, that brutally, savagely, in some cases, killed us. Killed our people. We gave back their property. We helped them rebuild. We helped them get their economy underway again. That's just terrible. We're terrible people. The United States invested heavily rebuilding Europe. Think about that. I mean, Britain was bankrupt, had no money. The French, which I love, is we had to save their butts twice, and they still can't stand us. They'll love us next time they get in trouble, I'm sure. I mean, can you imagine if under Obama, look at how the Russians moved. Can you imagine how they would move under Hillary? Or someone else, for that matter? You know, in almost every foreign emergency, earthquakes and floods, famine, the United States always steps up and goes. We go and we help anybody who needs help. After the 2004 tsunami that hit Southeast Asia, it was us, the United States, that was on scene first with the aircraft carrier Abraham Lincoln. Now some people go, why do we send warships? You can't be that stupid. I mean, some of you truly don't know, and I get that, but some of you just do it out of spite. Because, you know, you Republicans are warmongers. You know why we sent the aircraft carrier? So we could wipe out the west of the country and take their resources. They delivered medical equipment, food, clean water. I mean, an aircraft carrier can do tens of thousands, can desalinize tens of thousands of gallons of ocean water a day. They can feed people. They have, you know, surgery bays. They have medical facilities. In 2015, the United States sent almost $50 billion in foreign aid. 38% of that went to promote long-term economic development. 35% to military and security aid, helping allies purchase the U.S. military equipment, training, and funding peacekeeping missions. We pay big bucks. We give money to the U.N., to NATO, to all kinds of forces out there that are keeping countries and peoples safe around the world. Now, it's not always without payment. Sometimes they ask us to help out, they ask us for money, and they'll pay us back. As of today's date, the United States has owed over $6 trillion from nations around the world. That is, what, 40% of our debt? Of the problems, seriously. Of the financial issues that we have? Would you love to collect some of that money? And yet these same countries who come running to us for help, they come running to us for money, for aid, to help their people, to save their butts, turn on us when we need their help. Talk about the redheaded stepchild. Now, Canada, who basically cowered it out today, their premier did. I mean, their president did, not the people. Canadians are lovely people. I used to have a lot of friends that were Canadian when I lived in New England. But the U.S. pays 270% on tariffs on dairy products from the U.S. to Canada. Are you listening? 270%. Right? So what it does, and Canada knows what they're doing, it knocks our farmers out of competition. Our farmers can't compete with Canadian farmers. And then in 2017, an EU trade surplus of $174 billion, a Chinese trade surplus of $376 billion, right? In addition, China loves to steal our technology. They don't come up with anything on their own, really. You know, most of the technology we come up with that they just build on. Even Mexico enjoyed a $71 billion trade surplus. France revealed in a trade surplus of 50. I'm sorry. Got to make the letters bigger. They ended up with a $15 billion trade surplus, while Canada ended up with a $17 billion. Okay, these are supposed to be our friends. And then we go to stick up for ourselves when Trump and any other president before him who should have stepped up and said, hey, wait a minute, we're getting the short end of this stick. What happens? China, Mexico, Canada start screaming trade war. Are they serious? And then we fall for it because we don't want them to see what we've done to our people. We don't want them to feel bad. We don't want them to feel bad about us. Some of our senators who can't stand anybody being mad at us, well, except for Russia, they don't mind. Isn't it funny how they love poking at Russia, beating on Russia? You know, when Obama was president, Russia was our buddy, remember? Hey, Mitt, 1980s called. They want their foreign policy back. Remember that? I guess Mitt was, I'm not a big fan of Mitt Romney's. I don't hate the guy. I guess he was right, though, huh? And they mocked him. Any apologies? Anybody apologize to him from the left? Can you send me a link? Right? They cowardly are beginning to fold. They're trying to limit President Trump's trade authority. Now, think of how rich this is. Obama, well, he didn't even skirt the law. He just simply broke the law with the Iranian deal. And some are grumbling now that if President Trump brings a deal to them that they don't like, they're going to squelch in the Senate. If I was Trump, I would do exactly what Obama did and then look at the Dems and go, isn't this how you guys did it? That's what I would do. They think it's fine. They think, look, if they thought it was okay then it's okay now. Is it not? These one-sided policies, look, some of you have relatives and friends that hang out at your house, and they suck you dry. Your refrigerator's empty all the time. Right? Can I borrow the car to go to the store? 2.5 hours later, they come back, and your tank is empty. What the heck is that all about? But, hey, you're supposed to put up with it, because they're your kids or your aunt or uncle or grandma or whatever the scenario is. But you know what? No, you don't have to put up with it. You don't have to put up with anybody taking advantage of you. Not a country. No one. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, if you want to know more about the show, more about me, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots happening up there. I want you to get involved and engage. You know, remember, I keep saying this. I don't like saying it because it makes me, it makes Joe Messina uncomfortable. But it makes me, Facebook and others are cracking down on conservative content. And really, if you like what you hear, you like what's going on, head over to our website. There's a link up there, a button that says Patreon on it. It's a way you can become a member. It's a way you can throw a few bucks at the show. We always appreciate any help and support. If you believe in prayer, then pray for us. That helps too. Yes, I know some of you don't think so, but I'll tell you what, seen it work. Someday I'll share the story about how we got syndicated. And if that doesn't freak you out, nothing will. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look at, you know what? Just pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on around you. Before you start voting for people, know who they are and what they stand for. God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.